Cardiff. This is Dennis.
Yes, sir, Dennis. My name's Armando Torres. I had a missed call.
Yes, sir. Armando, how's it doing? How's it going, buddy? Dennis over here at Bank of Cardiff. I'm working with Sean over at Utility Trailers of Dallas to get an approval for you. Just wanted to introduce myself to you and give you some good news. It looks like this is going to be doable for you. Just had a couple questions. Is there any way you can provide me with 3 months of your company's business bank statements, just the first page?
Sir, what the deal is that I'm just barely reopening my trucking business again.
Are you okay?
That's the problem, Dennis, that I've been having, trying to get something because, I'm just barely getting started. And it seems like all this is new, but, I've done it before. And the company I'm going to be working on with is C.H. Robinson, and, they're pretty, they keep you busy. But, because of my credit score, not having enough, getting started again, it's tough. It's been making it tough.
Well, we have programs where we're not going to look at your financials. We're not going to look at tax returns or bank statements. I just thought I'd ask. And if it's not something that will help us out, it's not a big deal. I can still submit it. And I think, everything looks good. You've got some comparable debt on your credit report, which means that you paid off items that are comparable to what this equipment costs.
Dennis, what price is that trailer that we're talking about?
The one he had sent over to me, let's see here. It is, I want to say it's $39,600, but let me double check.
Dennis.
what's going on?
Yes, sir. Hey, do y'all have anything, that's around $16,000, $18,000, or even $20,000? I want to kind of stay, kind of down there, I was going to try to go and try to buy one off, off right around $15,000, but. What I'm trying to do here, Dennis, I'm trying to reestablish my credit, especially with you guys, because I'm pretty sure I know that I'm going to need some more trailers.
Okay.
But for right now, I was looking something around the $20,000 price range or, something like that. That's why I said, I can go ahead and put, so much down payment if I have to, but, yes, I was trying to stay around the $20,000, $18,000-$20,000 range on a Thurman King.
Well, we don't personally have any trailers here at Bank of Cardiff, but I do work with quite a few vendors that, they might have something out there for you.
Let me ask you, would this be easier, to get qualified? Let's say I go out and find me a $20,000 trailer reefer. I can come up, with, let's say, $10,000, $13,000 down. Would it be easier to get qualified, with the, because I won't be owning that much. What I'm trying to do, reestablish my credit with you guys, make sure, that way, I can keep on dealing with you guys, Dennis.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a good idea, and that's something I can look into for you. So you're looking for a reefer trailer. Any specifics on it?
10253 Thermo King.
10253 Thermo King. Okay. And you're looking for right around $13,000 in that ballpark?
The price? About
18,000 to 20,000. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I can see what I can do.
If I have to, I'll go ahead and put let's say half of it down, or the 12,000 down, or whatever. Where they know that I'm serious about that, I will pay for it. And at the same time, establish some credit with you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. That's something we can definitely get going for you, and that's what I do that a lot. I mean, I work with a lot of startup companies and stuff like that, and get them approved. And once they get established, especially after 2 years, the sky's the limit, really. But I was able to find your assumed name, and that dates all the way back to 2005. So I've got some good solid proof of time of business for you. I'll be able to do the loan without showing any tax returns or any bank statements or anything that they won't need to look at the cash flow at this point. I guess really what I'd need to do then is just find a trailer that's going to be in that ballpark there. Usually we don't want it to be past 10 years. So if I can find something out there that's like a 2007, 2008, even a 2006, that would probably be idea. I just don't, I know utility trailers, they're a pretty hard commodity to come by. I do have a client that I work by, at least they were in the past. I haven't done a loan for one in a while, but I did have a client that that's what they specialize in is reefer hauling, and they might have a trailer they have for sale. But the only thing is, when you're buying from a private party and not a dealer, you know, they might want to have to sell it. And well, that's just it. When you buy from a private party, not a dealer, it's a little bit harder to get the approval. It's just scarier for the banks to, or a bank to finance it, because there's nothing to fall back on. You know, if it's a something, it's got a broke axle and you don't catch it, or they don't report it, or whatever. You know, for example, just an example, or the reefer itself doesn't work, or whatever. You know, nobody's covered. It's as is. You know what I mean? So there's no warranty or anything like that.
And I would rather buy it from, you know, you guys, utility trailers, because like I said, I wanna start a relation, you know, or a business deal with you guys, you know, because I'm pretty sure that I'll be getting some more.
No, absolutely. I think that I think we can find something for you. Let me put a few feelers out there for you and see what I can find. I'll get back in touch with you as soon as possible.
Man, I tell you what, I appreciate any little help you can give us or whatever, because I really need some help right now. Trying to get started is tough. I know once I get going, you know, I'll be okay, but I really need your help.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I think, I mean, I've been doing this for a while. I see that there's an approval here. Just to kind of give you an example of some of the things that are hindering your credit report, there's some medical collections on there that you probably didn't even know about. I mean, sometimes that happens, and you go to the doctor, take care of something, and then they don't even send you a bill out. You know, you have no idea you even have a bill. So
yes,
that happens. Looks like Dish Network, something happened there at one point. Just some little things like that. So, but we don't really consider the medical collections as a negative thing, because you didn't even know about it probably. So I think there should be an approval here. You've paid off, not a loan that you paid off, that was taken out in 2011 for, that was for $12,000. There's another one you paid off that was taken out in 2007. So, I mean, there's another one that, that you just started, I believe, a couple that you just started. So, I mean, I think you're gonna be all right. It's just a matter of, trying to get underwriting to make sense on this. So yeah, there's one that you paid off for $30,000 from GM.
Yes, sir.
GMAC. So I mean, there's some good looking stuff here, for lack of better words. Another one you paid off for $21,000.
So yeah, I'm trying to reestablish my credit, trying to, because I know you can't get nowhere without any credit or stuff like that. But you know, I would really appreciate any help you can give me. You know, because it's real tough to get started.
Yeah, it definitely is. Yeah, it's not easy. But yeah, let me see what I can do for you guys. And don't worry about bank statements. We have loan programs where we don't look at financials. We got, you know, some good solid time in business. Let me see what I can come up with, and then in the meantime, what I'll do is try to find a trailer for you.
That'll work. Thank you, Dennis. I'll be expecting your call.
All right, sounds good, buddy. It might take me a little bit because I'm located in San Diego, California, by the way. Grew up in Texas, but I'm located in San Diego, so I know that the individual that I'm going to call right away, they probably aren't even at work yet, or they should be here in a couple minutes, but.
Let me know if I have to go all the way down there. That way I'll go down there and meet you.
Sounds good. I look forward to it. Maybe I'll come out there.
That'll work.
But, yeah, let me see what I can do, and I'll get back in touch with you as soon as possible. If you get a hold of anyone else or know of anyone else you want me to give a call to and see if they have anything available, just let me know.
That'll work. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
You too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.